The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this episode. This may be a random episode, but I don't know about... I have a gut feeling that there's a lot of people out there like me that have more passions than just detailing, right? And so, or are looking to expand their detailing business, but, you know, are having a hard time with hiring employees. And so they're trying to think of other ways that they can leverage their skill set, other ways that they can, you know, make money from their skill set. Or maybe you're thinking, man, how do I make additional money off my current clientele? Or I have, you know, clients that are asking these questions and they want help. Maybe you have a very big kind of DIYer enthusiast group of clients and they want to know more in-depth ways to do things. Maybe you've started to put content out on the internet and you've got a following. How about that? That's awesome. I see all these podcasts popping up and, you know, not gurus, but people wanting to sell courses and people transitioning into more online courses. And so I have a wide variety of people that listen to this podcast. To give you an example, I got an email today from someone who actually makes surfboards local to me. If you're listening, hey, what's up? And they wanted to know, they were using actually an Eagle One product during a certain part of the process of making surfboards. In fact, it's like after the surfboard is glassed, which is kind of like a clear coat and it hardens, and then they spray it with a spray wax and it kind of leaves the scent behind and makes the board look really shiny and nice, especially when it hits the lights on the racks. And so that's just like one example of kind of these crazy oddities of emails that I get that you wouldn't really suspect. I would never suspect that someone who makes surfboards listens to the podcast or watch my YouTube channels. And for that particular instance, that person, the Eagle One product that they were using got discontinued. And so they asked my advice on like, hey, what are some like spray waxes or spray sealants or nano wax, I think was the term they used, you know, offer a good scent, because it's all about the experience for people. And it's no different with surfboards. It's the experience. And this guy had it nailed. It's like, hey, the board looks good. It feels super smooth because it has this wax on it. And then, you know, it also smells good too. And so anyway, probably, I don't know, just very random, right? And so as I sat and thought about it, I'm like, man, I've seen these podcasts pop up and I really haven't. I actually get frustrated because I listen to some of them and the audio sucks, or they're using a podcast platform that I know isn't good long term if you're going to continue it long term because of its kind of oddities. And some of these people have reached out and I've helped them on the back end, but I was like, man, I really should have like created something about like how to start a podcast. That probably would have been a good idea, right? And so as I thought about that idea and then didn't do it, I thought next time something else comes along, I'm really going to take advantage of that and actually help people outside of detailing, because I think that there's, you know, I don't know. I just think people want it. So I use a website, and this is the point of this whole podcast, is I use a website. I've looked around for a long time at, you know, websites have transitioned so much over the years, especially since starting the podcast in 2014. I actually didn't even have a website for my detailing business until 2012. And in 2012, creating a website was extremely painful. And, you know, so I had a really basic one in 2012 that someone built for me. And then over the years, I've always been fascinated by websites because I want to be able to, I didn't want to have to pay someone to change something. That's kind of where my fascination with websites came from, is like, if I want to change a picture on the website, I don't want to have to call my developer. It takes too long. It's expensive. They're always busy. It's just annoying, right? If I want to add a blog to my website, you know, then I got to call the developer again and blah, blah, blah. So I always had kind of searched out website platforms that made it easy to make changes, because I don't know how to code. and I wasn't going to learn how to code. And so I finally, over I think the past 6 months or something, like I think it's been 6-8 months, I finally found a website, a back end or platform that I really love. And the reason why I'm talking about it today is I think that there's other people out there like you that are searching for something like this, searching for a website platform where your website's not going to get hacked. It happened to me one time. I was on, I can't even remember the website platform anymore, but it was a WordPress website, and I didn't realize that you had to, you know, upgrade your WordPress all the time, because I'm not a coder. I'm not a website guy. I just kind of piecemealed it together to make it work. And then I got my website hacked and my website was down, and then I had to pay someone $500 to fix it. And then it took them like 3 months. And so my website was down. So I'm like, I'm done with that. And so that was a while back, but finally I found something, because then it developed into, I have the Detailer Inner Circle. I want to sell these courses online. I want to make it easy to do that. If I ever want my own product line, I want something easy to do that. And what was happening to me in the past is every time I wanted to kind of incorporate a new aspect of my business, a blog, I'm selling something, the platform that I was using usually didn't work for that. So then all the work, all the SEO, all the blog posts that I had done wasn't smart enough to bring that over to the new platform, or it wouldn't be compatible. It'd be a nightmare. And so I really struggled for a long time of having like just one central place. And I think this is where it comes down to whether you own a detailing business or you're trying to get into the online marketing space a little bit and sell some courses, start a podcast, whether it's detailing related or not. I actually think surfboard courses would be freaking awesome. I think we're really going to be entering an era of online learning and courses even more so than it already is. And so I really searched for a long, long time of where could I finally like lock down some roots on a main website platform that I could grow with, that I can easily make a course in and sell a course easily. Where could I create service agreements for a car detailing business or a contract for a car detailing business and then sell that easily to people? Where could I have a blog that's like easy to write a blog post on? I finally found it. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It's called Kajabi. I'm going to link it below, because if you go through my link, I think you get some freebies or something like that, and it's an affiliate link. I get a small commission on it when you use my link, but really it's just a really rad, I don't even know what you would call, platform, I guess. And so if you're looking to, whether you have a detailing business, and I think, you know, you have a little following in your local neck of the woods, and you think that you could sell some online courses or some online documents, or you want to start a podcast, that's another main thing. If you're looking to start a podcast and you don't know where to host that podcast, where to have it, having a Kajabi website makes it so easy. If you go to autodetailingpodcast.com, that is a Kajabi website. And everything on there I've built, maybe if you're like a coder, that doesn't look good at all. But for not having any website building experience, I built that out completely myself. And so I really just wanted to share, you know, a tool that I use. I literally use it daily. Just incorporated a blog into it again, because blogging, though it seems outdated, can really help your SEO rankings. And so I've started to put a bunch of blog posts on there that I've been writing kind of just in my spare time. I obviously have my podcast. I have all the courses that I sell, a way to contact me, about me, kind of all of these, you know, it's just a basic website, but it makes it really easy to do. So anyway, I wanted to do a podcast on that. And again, I will make sure I link it in the show notes below. But if in 2023 and beyond, whenever you may be listening to this podcast, if you're looking to grow your online presence, the Kajabi platform is a very, very simple, easy way to do it. And I would say this, maybe you're not looking at selling online courses right now. You don't know what the future may hold for you. And so one thing that I wish I would have done earlier on, though something like Kajabi wasn't around when I started, but I wish I would have had a platform like this to start and kind of grow with it, or and something that allowed me to grow as my business grew, that I wouldn't outgrow it. And Kajabi seems to be that. So again, I'll link it below. Thank you if you use that link to click. It helps me out a lot, actually. But more than anything, I want to help you in having a platform where you can grow, because you never know where your business may grow to, maybe what you might want to do in the future. And so what you don't want to do, because I lost out on so many blog posts, so many SEO rich blogs, so much like web traffic, because I had to switch platforms because the old one I outgrew or it went under. That happened to me too. One of my shopping cart things went under, and so I could no longer take payments because it went under. And so, yeah, that's a whole nother podcast episode. But again, even if you're running a simple detailing business, I would highly suggest looking at this Kajabi website, maybe signing up for a free trial and playing around with it a little bit. I think if you go through my link, you get like 2 weeks for free before it bills you or something like that. And just play around with it and see if it's a good fit for you. But especially if you're looking at starting a podcast, you're looking at starting a YouTube channel, you're looking to grow your online presence, looking to, you know, just, I don't know. Now I'm blabbering on at this point, and I really wanted this to be like a quick tip. But check it out. I'll link it below. Thanks for listening. Hope it helps you out. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. See ya.